V'zehu bi'atzmai b'chinas toikev ha'nes ha'godol v'anoyro shel Chanukah. And with this, we'll be able to understand the incredible, powerful, awesome miracle of Chanukah. Shehizgabru ma'at anoshim ma'oid, whereby a very small group of people, Matisyahu ubonov, Matisyahu Kohen Gadol and his sons, were zeichet to be mizgaber, to be victorious, neged hamoin rav kozeh, against major multitudes, the great armies of the Greeks, keneged malchus yovan arishah, against the kingdom of the Greeks. Ki heim zochu lahasig ulahovin shekol koyach malchusam arishah hu rak al yidei azas desitrachra. Because Matisyahu and his sons were zeichet to realize that where does malchus yovan draw its power from? From the Azus of the Sidrachra, Shemishom Iker Koyach Malchus Arishah. That's where the Malchus Arishah draws its energy from. Shurak Alide Azus Shumalchus Abloitago. It's Azus, which is a kingdom without a crown. Vegam Bechush Yecholin Lahoven Zois Ktsas Lemi Sheboki Maat Besipuri Hamalochem Horishonim Shelakum. Rav Nosson Zal says, if you want to look at reality, if you want to look at what actually happened, you can understand this also. A person who studied history a little bit, world history, the stories of the earlier kings of the Goyim. Shekol malcheim v'soreim hisgabru b'chol pam rak al yidei toikev for azus harash shelhem, where each one of the kings of the Goyim ended up becoming king through chutzpah. That he made a revolt, a rebellion. He killed the existing king, and then he took over. That's what made it possible that either every generation, or every second generation, every third generation, we find who becomes king. Some general or whatever decides he wants to be king. He murders the king himself and his family, and he takes over as king. And he takes over the kingdom. This repeats itself in the history of the world many times. Because the majority of the earlier kings, the kings during the time of the Gemara and those were not king, the son of king. There were just a couple of generations like that. And then some guy decided he wanted to become in charge, whether it was a servant or a general or the cousin. And he made a mutiny, you know, he made a rebellion, a revolt, and killed him. And he took over the kingdom. And this ability to make a rebellion like this and murder the king and his family and take over the kingdom is all through this evil Azus. This what I'm saying here is perfectly clear to anybody who looks a little bit into the books of world history, you know, which tell you about these different nations at that time, Egypt, Rome, Italy, France, how the kings came into power. Ubifrat Malchus Yovan Horishah, and especially the Greek kingdom, Shezgabru Azal Yisrael, which decided, you know, to rule over the Jewish people. Shekol malchusum hoyorak al yidei azus, shezgabru al adonei malchei poras, v'skashru aleim umolchu tachtam, where the Greeks made a revolt against the Persians, and they took over in place of them. They took over the rulership at that time instead of the Persians. Shekol ze hoyorak al yidei ho'azus sorad sitrachra. How did they do this? This is that evil Azus of the Sidrachra. Ubetoikef Azusom Hora Hisgabru Kolkach at Sherotzul Hisgabra al Yisrael Chas V'Shalom. And as a result of turning on and utilizing this evil Azus of the Sidrachra of theirs against the Persians, it didn't stop there. They decided to take it further and use it against the Jews Chas V'Shalom. Ve'inu es Yisrael Moid. And they caused major suffering to the Jewish people. They started destroying the Beis HaMikdash. And they wanted to do away with the Torah completely. V'chol zeh hoyaydei toikev his gabrus azus amaran. This was all as a result of their activating that evil azus inside of themselves. Because there wasn't anybody to stand up against them with Azaz Tikdusha to be able to defeat them. Until Hashem took pity on his nation. And Hashem gave Matisyo Kohen Gadol and his sons the strength in their hearts. Because Hashem shined into their hearts the power of Azaz Tikdusha, ad shehizgabru ba'azaz godol tikdusha kol kach, to the point where this small group of people, Matisyo and his sons, turned up the heat to such a level, they activated such a fire of Azaz Tikdusha inside of themselves, ad asher chogru masneim chamish anoshim, Lamoid Kneged Hamoin Chayal Vigborim Elchom Okeilam, to the point where five people took their weapons and decided, we're going to take on the Greek army and we're going to take on the Greek kingdom and we're going to finish them off, or at least get rid of them, get them out of our faces. V'hakoil hoya al yidei koyach ho'azaz tikdusha. And all of this was through this great Azaz Tikdusha that they possessed. Shaydezeh ho yeikar koyach Matisyohu lizgaber keneged malchus yovan rasho. That's what gave Matisyo and his sons the ability to revolt against the Greeks. Shekol malchusam ho yidei Azaz de Sidrachra, whose entire kingdom was from Azaz de Sidrachra. Because it was with their incredible, powerful Azaz Tikdusha that Matisyo and his sons were zeicha to defeat and humble the Greeks to the ground. And this is why the miracle that they discovered that vial of oil was through the Kohen Gadol. Ki HaKohen HaGadol Kiddushasoi nimshach mi shemen amishcha, shubichnes haksorim kanal. Because the Kohen Gadol especially, his kedusha comes from that special oil, the shemen amishcha, with which he was anointed. Shemishom ikar koyach azaz tikdusha. And we said that's where you get the azaz tikdusha from. V'alkein moshiach, shehu ikar malchus tikdusha, nikra b'shem moshiach, al she'ikar koyach malchus ha'idei azaz tikdusha, shemshach ha'idei shemen ha'mishcha, shu b'chines k'sarmanam. And this is why Moshiach, who's the essence of malchus of kedusha, is called Moshiach. Moshiach means the anointed one, because to show that he's anointed with that shemen ha'mishcha, and that his main malchus comes from azaz tikdusha, which comes from the Shemen HaMishcha, which is the crowns. V'zeh b'chinas shemen uktoires yisamach lev. With this we could also understand the posuk in Mishlei that oil and ktoires bring joy to the heart. K'alidei shemen shubchinas haksorim kanal, because through oil, which is the crowns, Shaydeze nimshach simcha, from which we draw simcha, b'chinas v'simcha soilom al roishom. We said that simcha is also al horoish, on the head, shehu azaz tikdusha, which is synonymous with azaz tikdusha, b'chinas ki chedvas Hashem hi mozchem. As the pasuk says, joy with Hashem, that is your strength, that's your azaz. That's where you draw this azaz tikdusha from. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Tes Zayin, V'zeh b'chinas ha-halil shel Chanukah, shezeh ikar b'chinas Chanukah. With this we could understand also the special tefillah of halil that we say on Chanukah, which is the essence of Chanukah. K'moy shoyimrim, as we say in Alanisim, V'kovu shmoyne simei Chanukah elu, lohoidois ulahalil l'shimcha godol, that our rabbis established these 8 days of Chanukah to praise Hashem, lohoidoi sulahalel. Ki ikaras simcho shibchines azaz tikdusha, zoichanaide tfila beyoiser, shibchines nishma, bechines maimar sholim, bechines vegilu birodo, bechines yiras Hashem itisalo, kemavur batoranal. because this simcha, which is the Azus Tikdusha, the main place that one gets it from is through tefillah, which is nishma, which is maimar shalem, which is v'gilu bir'oda, rejoice with trembling. Bechinas yiras Hashem hi tishalol, that fear and respect of Hashem, that's what's praiseworthy. Tishalol, miloshen halel. V'alkein al yidei ha-halel shel chanukah bechinas tefillah, bechinas yira, bechinas yiras Hashem hi tishalol, al yidei zeh ikar shleimus ha-simcha shu azas tikdusha. And therefore, through the saying of Halel on Chanukah, which is one of the most awesome tefillos, which is the concept of Yira, Bechinas Yira Hashem Yitzhalom, Haideze Iker Shleimus HaSimcha. That's what gives a person the highest degree of success in Simcha, which is Azus Tikdusha, which is the miracle of Chanukah. Shonu tzrichin lahamshich aleinu b'chol shana, which we want to draw upon ourselves each and every year. Shenizke lehizkaber b'chol eis k'neged kol amoinim min hakdusha, that we, in each and every generation, should have the strength to stand up to all the different obstacles that are trying to block us from getting to the Kiddusha. She'ikar hiskabrusam lahosis filimnoi levat chasasholom hu rak alidei azas the sidra achra, shimalchusa b'loi taga, whereby their main ability and power to seduce us and to block us from being zeicha to accomplish things in Kiddusha is only through azas of the sidra achra, which is a kingdom without a crown. V'chol horoitze mistorer u'moishal mi'atzmoi. And whoever wants decides to make himself king on his own. V'roitze levatel v'lemnoi chas v'shalom yiderach emes. And they want to try to block us and take us away from the true derech. Shenizke lizgaber kenegdom ba'azaz tikdusha, to give us the ability to stand up to them with azaz tikdusha. This is the main way for a person who wants to really make a beginning and enter into the Kiddusha. Because as we mentioned earlier, it's impossible for a person to come close to Kiddusha without this Azus of Kiddusha. So Halil is one of the highest forms of Tefillah, which is where we draw this Azus Tikdusha from. V'zeh shekoirin, we say in Halel in Min HaMeitzer there, we say that they surrounded me and I sliced them away. Ki amilam, sabuni gedvam, ki amilam. Three times there we say, we cut them away, cut them away. V'zeh shekoirin, paragraph Yud Zayin, v'zeh shekoirin b'chanukah b'parashas Tanasiim, and this will also explain why in Chanukah the Torah reading is from the special korbanos that were brought by the Nesiim, the princes of each one of the tribes, when they initiated the Mishkan, the Chanukah Sabayis. Ki ashnei mosu Nesiim hem bechinas klal hamalchus vahehisnasus shel kol hamanhigim varoshim nigdusha. Because these 12 princes symbolize the totality of the Malchus of Kiddusha and the leadership of Klal Yisrael. Shekol koichom al yedei Azus Tikdusha, and their whole power comes from Azus Tikdusha. Shemekabla miaksorim kanal, which we receive via those crowns. V'alkein elu ashnei mosur nesiim shel ashnei mosur shvotim kol koichom miashteim esrei avonim toivoi shel achoshen veifoid shanesiim evioisam. And therefore, these 12 nesiim of the 12 tribes drew their power from the stones, the special 12 stones that were on the Choshen and Ephod, which the Kohen Gadol wore, which the Nesiim were the ones who donated those stones. Kama Shekosu, as the Pasuk says, V'anesiim heviyu es avnei ashoyam. Ki avnei ha-Choshen v'Ephod zebechinas koyach ha-Ksorom k'nal. Because the stones of the Choshen and Ephod symbolize the power of the crowns. Because precious stones are usually what these crowns of the kings were made of. As Rabbein Zal explains in the chapter on the Kutimran Torah Yud Ches, Alkein, therefore, it's from these precious stones of the Choshen and Ephod which are these crowns, Misha Mekablam Koya Kol HaShneimosra Nesim, that's from where these 12 princes of the tribes draw their energy, Lizkois La'azis Tikdusha, to be Zoche Ta'azis Tikdusha. Shaydeze Iker Koya Chisnasusom Malchusam Tikdusha. That's where they draw their ability to lead and to be on top of Klal Yisrael, to be the Manhigim of Klal Yisrael. So again, the stones represent the stones that are found in the crown, in a crown, precious stones of a crown, from which we draw this Azis Tikdusha and the Simcha, etc. Kitzrichim liyois chazokim kemoi huavonim toivois lamoid keneged azusom horo hakoshe ke'even ra. Because a Jew has to be strong, like those precious stones that were in the Choshen, you know, the sapphire and this one, that one, to stand up to the Azus, the Hara of the Sitrachra, which is like an evil rock. Shehem b'chinas lev ho'evan, they're referred to as a heart of stone. Kamashikosu, as the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Kapitel Gimel, Hine nosati mitzchacha chozok lu'umas mitzchon. Hashem says, I have made your forehead strong and powerful to stand up to their forehead. V'yalkein hoyu huavonim alev hakoyen godol b'choshen v'alshteik seifov b'kisve seifov. And therefore the precious stones that the Kohen Godol carried were on in the choshen, which was over his heart, and also on his two shoulders, on the shoulder pieces of the ephod. Ze b'chinas shnei hachoysamois kanal. This corresponds to the two choysams that Rabbi Nizal speaks about in the chapter on the Kutimran over there. The choysam b'toy choysam. B'chinas kachoysam alibecho, kachoysam alzriacho. Look at what it says there. The seal on your heart and the seal on your arms. That's where these precious stones were on the Kohen Godel. They were over the heart, and they were also on top of the arms, on the shoulder pieces. Ki hu avonim hoyu b'chinas choysamois digdusha, shoyo chokuk v'chosam aleim shmoysam agdoishim shal shnei mosei shiftei Yisrael. Because these stones represented the seals of Kedusha, because they had carved out on them, this insignia, the names of the 12 Shvatim. K'may shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, v'ho avonim tihiyena, Pituche choysam kodesh l'Hashem. It gives you pieces of the pasuk. Ki ikar shnei ha-choysam is digdusha, zoichin rak al yidei azis digdusha, shubichin asafni ha-choyshin v'efoy. Because in order for a Jew to be zoichin to these two seals of kedusha, the only way is through azis digdusha, which we get from these avnei ha-choyshin v'efoy. Paragraf Yud Ches. V'zeh shenisma parshas ha-choyshin v'efoy. Lemitzas hadlochas nera menoira. Now you'll understand also why in the Chumash, the discussion about the choshen and the ephod is written right next to the lighting of the menorah. K'may shekosu b'tchilas vi'ato tetzaveh, as you'll find in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh. Ki hadlochas ner ha-menoirah, neres ha-menoirah, al-dei ha-shemen hazeh, shemen, zeh b'chinas ho'azas tikdusha, because as we learned earlier, the lighting of the candles of the menorah represents Azus of Kedusha. Azus of Kedusha is a fire of Kedusha. Shemekablan adei shemen hakodesh, which we said a person receives through the oil, through the crowns, which are also the sinyan of the simcha. Sheze b'chinas ner chanukah. This is the whole concept of ner chanukah. V'ze bi'atzmoi b'chinas ho'avonim shel choshen v'yefoid. And this is exactly the same concept as those stones of the choshen and ephod, which represented these choysamois of Kedusha. V'yalkein nismechu ze lo ze. And this is why these two topics, the choshen and the ephod, which had those special stones in it, and the lighting of the menorah, are written right next to each other, because Rav Nosson Zal just made a beautiful connection between the two things.